Hey y'all. So 2021 is over and 2022 is here. And I think we can all agree that we all collectively went into 2021 with expectations that I think it's fair to say weren't exactly met in the last 2 years. 2020, it was a shocker for all of us. 2021, it was the year of returning to normalcy for a lot of us. And let me just be honest, when your expectations aren't met, it is so easy to think this year was crap. But I want you to ask yourself, was it? See, the challenge is to think about the nuances of the year, the small things that happened, and then give them some purpose and meaning in your life today. It's really easy for us to focus on what didn't happen, all the things that went wrong, or what you thought it would be like in 2021. And when you only focus on your crap year, you miss out on the moments that mattered. Time spent with your loved ones, the good times, things reopening some, and just seeing where you're different today. Like you miss out on seeing your own growth that has happened over the year, no matter what happened. So we're no BS women. And we don't do the all or nothing thinking that most people do when they think the year was crap. What happens is that kind of thinking keeps us from thinking about what's possible for us, keeps us from thinking about pushing our old beliefs aside and giving ourselves a chance to feel good and the bad of our life. Now, for me, this was an amazing year. A mentor of mine asked me recently, she said, the other day, I want you to rate the year on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, if you died today, would you be proud and would you be happy? And I will tell you, this is the first year of my life I would have said yes. I'd be happy if I died tomorrow. Now, I might have some unrealized dreams and things like that, but honestly, I know that I'm living each day now, not as if it's my last, but I'm living each day with purpose, with meaning, with intention, and trying to make every single day count. And that's big for me. This year, I got to see my baby go through high school. After years of worrying about Logan's autism and thinking a lot of debilitating things, he graduated. We even homeschooled him, which I never thought we could do. He got amazing lessons about life and money and his future from his daddy that I know he could have never gotten in traditional school like he did being at home with us. This was also the year that I got to pay my mom back for all the hard work that she put into raising me and my brother. I just never dreamed I could pay off her house, that I would be able to remodel it, and that I would be the one that could make sure that she never had to worry about a mortgage again after 45 years of living paycheck to paycheck. But I will tell you, the best part of 2021 was seeing my no BS team grow. I love being a woman who employs women in jobs that were once their own vision. That one time that they put that job on a vision board to be able to employ women where they get paid well and that they get to take time off for their babies. They get to take time off for family emergencies. And that's probably just the honor of my life. And I will just tell you that this team eats and sleeps and talks about you nonstop. Behind the scenes, it's all we do. So I want to tell you all about the exciting things we will do together in 2022, the year of you. We're going to kick everything off with our all-member free workshop, Building the You of 2022. It's going to be happening from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time on January 2nd. So if you can't attend live, it will be in the replays and you don't have to miss it. We're also going to be streamlining a couple things to make your weight loss journey easier this year. Beginning in January, all new courses and challenges are going to release on the 25th of the month. We'll tell you all about it in the weekly newsletter, and you'll get a new monthly newsletter letting you know what exciting things we have for you on that 25th of every month. So now you get to look forward to the 25th and know this is exactly what I'm doing this next month. We will also start releasing replay videos and private member podcast replays on Tuesdays and Fridays of every week. This is going to make it so much easier for you to know when our coaching calls and more are dropping for you. And we also have two events planned this year, and they are super exciting. First is March Camp, where we're going to take all of your relationships and we're going to set them on fire, but in a good way. We're not burning down the house. We're going to put gas on the fire and really take your relationships that you have and amplify them. And this is the only camp of 2022, so make sure you don't miss it. From the relationship you have with yourself, your boss, your partner, your future partner, single ladies, I will not be leaving you out of relationships weekend, your friend circle and more, I'm going to help you dive into those key relationships that you have in your life. You'll learn things like how relationships work and how we cause our own misery trying to make them work, when you need boundaries and how to set them, and the difference between your external and internal boundaries, and the importance of your friend circle, how to inventory it and make friends as an adult to fill some of those spots in your life. And there's a lot more. So you can go over to events and you can check out March Relationships Camp Weekend and the Building the You of 2022 January 2nd workshop. Now, the second event of 2022 is the return of our Don't Stop Believing race. It's designed for the beginner, walker, or runner in mind. You can be a seasoned pro, but my goal is to help as many No BS women as possible to get moving and doing something they don't think they currently can do. The training's going to begin in April, and the race is June 24th and June 25th. There's a lot more information that's going to come out in February about the race and how to sign up. There's going to be a limited in-person amount of spots, but there will be plenty of virtual space available for everyone. And for the most exciting news, we've got updated and new courses coming out in 2022. Things like our biggest challenge ever is happening in January. The prizes are absolutely going to shock you. So I want you to be sure to watch for your newsletter and attend the Building the You of 2022 workshop on January 2nd. Big Ass Action, the course, is coming in February. I'm redoing it and will teach you how to get out of overwhelm and self-doubt so you can consistently and confidently take daily actions. In April, we'll have a brand new Binge Better course that'll help you if you binge or you overeat. And a few other new courses are coming too. Courses about the scale, stalls and plateaus, maintenance, the long-awaited maintenance course is coming, and implementing special diets. So there is a lot to look forward to in 2022. My goal is to make sure you have everything you need to lose your weight. And my team and I are ready for 2022. So No BS Women, I hope you are too.